think of something that you're grateful for, get out of that emotion, get out of that negative state. Like, the problem doesn't change, but now you're in a better energetic state of gratitude where you actually have a chance of, you know, fixing the problem instead of letting it overcome you, which, you know, I think we've all been there, and it's not a fun place to be.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, we have another exciting segment of our investing shorts, and I'm really thrilled to bring back Sarah May to the show. Sarah May, thanks for coming back.
Thanks, Suja. Great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So everyone, Sarah is a former engineer in aerospace, and she now, with her husband, runs her own syndication firm. They buy apartments, renovate them, and rent them out. And that's what she does full time. And if you haven't heard her full story, you should go back and listen to it. But in the meantime, we're going to do our investing shorts. And Sarah, you and I were talking about before the show, you just came back from a Tony Robbins event, and you mentioned that you're not someone who typically focuses on mindset. That was a big focus at the Tony Robbins event. Can you talk about why, you know, how that impacted you, and maybe some reflections on why you didn't focus on it before, and maybe why you want to in the future, et cetera?
Sure. Yeah. So the Tony Robbins event, it was just a couple of weeks ago in Florida. It was a live event, and, you know, I'd say a lot more transformational than I was really expecting it to be. There's so many things that go on at a Tony Robbins event, but a lot of it is conquering your emotions and having the right mindset to take on new challenges. And for me, I didn't realize that I had some limiting beliefs in my business. And, you know, one of those big limiting beliefs was that I wanted to keep things the way that they were, and I was afraid of growing. And at Tony Robbins, he just totally breaks apart that whole idea that you want to stay the same, because he always says there is no staying the same. You're either growing or you're dying. So let's embrace growth together. And that hit me because I currently feel like I have a full plate and was definitely tempted to just keep things the way they were. But he challenged me in big ways to grow my business beyond myself, to be a business owner more than a business operator, to hire the people that I need to do some of those repetitive jobs that I currently do so that I can free up my energy and time for other things to grow the business and work on the business. So that was really exciting, just breaking down that limiting belief that I didn't want to grow or shouldn't grow. And instead, coming out of that event, embracing growth and being excited for growth was really big. And, you know, a lot of times limiting beliefs come from fear. And Tony Robbins is all about, you know, not necessarily overcoming fear, but embracing the fear as a way of overcoming that obstacle. So even if you're fearful, if you do it anyway, then that's called courage. And understanding that and not being paralyzed in the midst of fear, but moving forward anyways, that I think is one of the key attributes of people who've had amazing success in their lives. So another thing, yeah, I mean, feel free to ask questions. I could go on and on.
Well, I'm curious about, you know, why it was that you wanted to go to this event. If mindset, you know, wasn't something that you focused on before, why do you think it wasn't something that was a big influence on your life or something you were actively cultivating?
Yeah, I think it was because I was just so busy. I remember going to the event just thinking, you know, I have so many things on my plate and a million different directions, and just kind of feeling somewhat scattered in some ways. And, you know, when you feel like that, like that's what Tony would call a low energy state, right? Like it's the state of suffering, and it's hard to energize. It's hard to be focused when you're in that state. And so then I went to this event and it was like, oh, I don't have to be in this state. I can have this state of energy, of gratitude, and just kind of shifting just that little bit of, you know, going from gratitude to like being able to, you're able to tackle problems a lot more effectively when you're coming from a state of gratitude. And I think I just hadn't really thought of the fact that I had limiting beliefs. I was just so busy trying to get everything done. You know, I wasn't making time to self-reflect and see where I needed to be.
Yeah, for sure. Totally. Well, I think that's just really awesome that you were impacted by that event. And I think when people go to those events and it does kind of have a strong impact on them, then it can really serve as kind of like rocket fuel to like get to the next level, because it is important to be, you know, it can make us so much more powerful and help us feel so much more connected to the world and the work that we're doing and feel motivated and excited. And, you know, there's always so much more that we have to discover with the mindset, and getting into it, excited about it is really, really awesome.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Love it so much. And just another note, I did want to ask you about the emotion piece. Like, you know, I know you mentioned that emotions and being kind of the quality of your life is related to like the quality of your emotions or something like that. Can you speak to what he was, you know, what was said about that and how you're relating it to your life?
Right. So, you know, obviously we're all human and we're all going to have emotions, some positive emotions, some negative emotions. But you know, I think the key is realizing that we have control over our emotions. And the thing that Tony Robbins talks about is, you know, he'll give himself 90 seconds to feel the negative emotion, you know, whether he gets a disappointing business outcome or something happens in his personal life that makes him upset. You know, you can have 90 seconds to fully feel that emotion and then think of something that you're grateful for, get out of that emotion, get out of that negative state. Like, the problem doesn't change, but now you're in a better energetic state of gratitude where you actually have a chance of, you know, fixing the problem instead of letting it overcome you, which, you know, I think we've all been there and it's not a fun place to be. So understanding your emotions, working with them to try to overcome the negative ones and get into a positive state was a lot of what I took away as well.
Yeah, for sure. I really appreciate that. Focus on being in a positive mental state. And, you know, that 90 second thing, it's challenging, right? I mean, and sometimes, you know, you shouldn't beat yourself up if you go back to that, but yeah, like really just being like, no, I'm going to focus my energy. Once I'm done feeling that, I'm going to focus my energy on the positive and what I can do, because where focus goes, energy flows. And so focusing on negative stuff means that the energy is going to go towards like negative things. Whereas we focus on the positives, then we can focus on a path forward. And it's simple, but not easy. And so that's why it's so important to continue to focus on mindset and really develop those skills, because they are like muscles and we need to, you know, keep exercising them to be able to, you know, really stay in control of our emotions, not in control, but really, you know, relate to them in a positive way. So thanks so much for sharing. Will you please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share?
Oh, sure. So my company is Regency Investment Group, regencyinvestmentgroup.com. You can get our free passive investor guide or send us an email and someone can reach out. I'm also on Facebook and LinkedIn and would love to connect with you.
Awesome. Well, I hope you take some time to learn about Sarah and her firm and what she's up to. I did have one more question for you, Sarah, before you hop off, which is what inspired you to go to that Tony Robbins event? Because you're far into your real estate career now. You know, you're a mom and you've lived a long life. Like, what inspired you to go recently?
It was the peer group that I put myself in. And we didn't really get to that, but you know, when you surround yourself with people who are kind of where you want to go in the future, it's amazing kind of the opportunities and doors that open. So I joined a mastermind last year, and that was a big step for me because it involved three large trips, and I needed to arrange childcare for my two young kids for my husband and I to be able to go on these trips. But kind of put myself out there, joined the mastermind. And as part of that group, they got tickets as a group to go to Tony Robbins. And I'd never been before. I probably would not have spent the time to, you know, fly across the country to Florida and go to an event on my own. But this group challenged me to do that. And I loved every second and got so much out of it. So yeah, that was basically how I ended up where I got all these great takeaways to take back in my life and business.
Yeah. And what inspired you to join that peer group? Just curious.
I think just wanting to challenge myself in a way, kind of realizing, I think that I wanted to be around these people who are doing things that I want to do in the future. And, you know, I know I have different perspectives on things and can help people in other ways and they can help me, and just be part of that group is so powerful and important, and just knew it was something I needed to do. But at the time, I wasn't sure how I was going to pull it off. But looking back, it's been a great experience.
That's so awesome. Well, I love hearing that. And it's just so great to hear, you know, how people actually end up making these changes in their life, right? Like you hear so often on my interviews that, you know, I joined a group or a mastermind and I got some coaching, and it feels like a huge investment when you have no idea even what you're doing or what the outcome is, but like, if you got to start somewhere, and it does really, really help to surround yourself by people who are kind of not trying to just live an average life. So thanks so much for sharing. It was really a pleasure to talk to you. We'll see you next time, Sarah.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.